This is The Daily Creative. October 16th, intelligent adjacency. So if you go into a grocery store, you'll see that items are typically placed together that are frequently purchased together. For example, you won't find the toothpaste with the asparagus, although that might actually not be a bad idea. You find it next to the toothbrushes because people who are looking for one item are more likely to be looking for the other. There's a concept in store planning called intelligent adjacency, and it's designed to make things more convenient for the shopper, but also to increase likely impulse purchases. There's another kind of intelligent adjacency that applies to your time and focus. It's also often the case that you spend 10 minutes answering an email, then a half hour in a meeting, then 15 minutes doing deep creative work, then another 10 answering an email, etc. When you bounce between different kinds of tasks like this, you pay a task switching penalty and your overall effectiveness is likely to suffer. So instead, consider how you might be able to group certain kinds of similar tasks together so that you are not shifting your mindset as often between highly conceptual creative work and highly tactical administrative work. Try to block space for each kind of work today and you will see an uptick in your engagement. By protecting blocks of time to do similar kinds of work, you minimize the task switching penalty that often stifles creative thinking. Here's today's question. How can you carve out intelligent adjacency in your work today?